Money FM 89.3, best of prime time. Mind Your Business with Howie Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
You're listening to Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly. Now, Singapore's first standard on e-commerce transactions has been formulated to help businesses improve their online retail processes and policies. It covers e-commerce transactions from pre- to post-purchase activities and will serve as a practical reference for e-retailers and online intermediaries such as e-marketplaces. Enterprise Singapore and the Singapore Standards Council said that the launch of the new standard, Technical Reference 76, will help build trust and transparency in online transactions. And today we chat with Rachel Pang, who's the founder of ShopperVision, and Jansen Chan, the CEO of Mushroom Kingdom, to get their insights. Thank you both for joining us.
Hi, Ron.
Hi.
I'm Jansen.
Hi. Okay, great. Now, I want to ask you both, what's your reaction to the announcement? Were you surprised?
I wouldn't say that we are really surprised. We think that the guideline actually help a lot of businesses to go online. So like for some businesses that are not digitalized already, this serves as a very good guideline for them to how to start doing e-commerce.
Okay, and Rachel, what about you? So ShopperVision is Singapore's first live stream shopping media platform, and Jansen is one of your merchants. So how did you take the announcement?
In fact, we were pretty surprised. We are in the midst of this COVID phase and certainly not expecting this announcement to come anytime soon.
Okay. And how far do you think it will go, though? Because, you know, ESG and SSC say that it will build trust and transparency in online transactions. Do you think that's the case, Rachel?
The guidelines reflect the e-commerce best practices, which is really good. Ensuring the right information to be indicated is, in fact, the cornerstone of a legit e-business. But trust needs to be built, something that is not just text and image can do, which is also the exact reason why ShopperVision is being created, to help merchants be able to use the power of live stream commerce to establish this brand authenticity and transparency, as well as be able to connect with their customers.
Jansen, do you think that's the case? Do you think that's going to help you build trust and transparency with your customers?
Yes, actually, I totally agree with what Rachel has mentioned. To be transparent in all the fees and the processes is actually good in connecting with customers, because nowadays, a lot of consumers, they're considered smart consumers. So they would like to actually have this kind of information on hand before making a decision on whether they want to go ahead with the purchase or not.
You know what? I want to ask you both. As Rachel mentioned, you know, we're in the current COVID-19 period, and we've seen a surge in retail transactions online, with lots of keyboard warriors heading to the shops on their computers to, you know, get a little bit of retail therapy or to do their grocery shopping as well. Were you both able to manage the recent surge?
So for the sudden surge that happened, we actually had some challenges for the first 3 days, So afterwards, we managed to actually get hold of the flow. So we somehow managed through this whole period.
And when you say challenges, was that more in terms of your online platform and the technical capabilities in terms of being able to handle the sheer volume? I mean, what kind of demand did you see for, you sell mushrooms, right? I mean, what kind of demand did you see for people coming online to purchase within the first, week or so?
We see a sudden surge in demand for fresh produce. So fresh produce is something that has to be handled very carefully, because we want to guarantee the freshness and quality of the produce to the consumer when it reaches their hand. The initial challenge was the logistic issues. So we need to find the partners in a very short period of time to be able to deliver the products to the consumers.
And Rachel, I've got to ask you as well, you know, you have a number of merchants on your platform as well. Did they have a number of queries, or were there concerns that they raised? Were you able to handle that in terms of how you manage the platform and the companies that you work with?
The amazing thing is that we have yet to launch. So, but we've definitely seen the surge in the online business for our merchants. Mm-hmm. Generally, they have managed to handle it very well during this period, because the retail side of their business went quiet. So this is really helpful for them to tide through this period with the online sales picking up. But some of the common challenges, like what Jansen had mentioned, the manpower resources and the delivery and the logistics side of managing and making sure that this whole process is able to meet up with the kind of turnover that they are facing.
And Rachel, you know, earlier you mentioned that you were surprised in terms of the launch of TR76. I was going to ask you how timely this is. I mean, when were you expecting it? Were you expecting it perhaps to come after COVID-19 then?
never expect that to come out.
I but see. It was a pleasant surprise during COVID-19. Is that it?
Right. Mm. Right. I believe it's timely, but probably a tap too early as many businesses are still adjusting and in the recovery phase right now. But yeah, I think it's definitely due to the surge in the online retail and especially made obvious during this period.
We're speaking to Rachel Pang, founder of Shopavision, and Jansen Chan, who's the CEO of Mushroom Kingdom. So there's all this information that merchants need to state regarding their products or services, return and refund policies, as well as payment and shipping processes now. How time-consuming is this, and how far will it go to help? I mean, it feels like it's more geared towards consumers, doesn't it? I mean, how are merchants going to be able to manage? As you mentioned, Rachel, you know there's a manpower issues, and Jansen, you mentioned that as well, in terms of logistically ensuring that your fresh produce is getting out to consumers. Now you've got all of these additional regulations to adhere to. What are your thoughts?
Well, for Mushroom Kingdom, from the start, when we start our e-commerce platform, we have already been following the guidelines. So it comes off as something that is common for us.
You're ahead of the curve, Jansen. Is that it? Is that what you're telling me?
I guess.
Okay. Rachel, what about you?
Well, this is definitely good. So Jansen and Mushroom Kingdom is definitely one of the early adopters who are already getting themselves familiarized with the digitalization. So they are at the right time, right? At the right place. So you're right. This definitely requires some careful planning and efforts to go into updating both their front end and back end of a e-commerce site, for example. It will be tough, especially for those merchants that are using basic templatized kind of like e-store setup because that fulfills some basic structure and information. But having this lies the foundation for merchants, especially those that want to enter e-commerce and position them with more credibility and definitely give customer a peace of mind.
That said, though, you know, developing TR76 was an industry-led effort with representatives from the Consumers Association of Singapore, Singapore Retailers Association, online marketplaces such as Carousell and Shopee, e-retailer 42 and Nanyang Polytechnic Singapore Institute of Retail Studies, as well as payment and logistics service providers. I mean, a lot of big boys there, and it's easier for them to perhaps do things. Can they even relate to the challenges of smaller businesses are facing, especially in the current environment?
Actually, I feel that this guideline is not only just meant for the big boys. It's actually very useful for even a new startup or SME to actually follow as well. Because most of them, they won't be able to know what is the expectation of starting an e-commerce platform. So this thing actually helped them a lot, streamlining their process flow.
Okay, what are your thoughts, Rachel?
I think it's strategic for these established associations and companies to lead this initiative, given their experience in the industry, right? But as I always say, there are always hits and misses. It's important to feel the ground. The thing is also, is it even possible to make this mandatory across the board, you know, across the micro, small, medium businesses, and even individual sellers out there who are really using the convenience of e-commerce to sell ware and have a form of income. Uniquely for us, we are not just a marketplace. We are actually leading with live stream commerce. So we already have these guidelines and flow in place. It's just a matter of putting in the extra effort to facilitate and make sure merchants fulfill their requirements.
So that said, Rachel, I mean, so you don't anticipate merchants will take this to heart? I mean, after all, as you said, this is just a guideline. It's not legislated.
I think this guideline is good. So as long as those people who want to go online, I think it's fine to follow the guidelines. It will help them a lot.
So tell me then, Jansen, from your experience, you know, as you mentioned, you were ahead of the curve and you did this before it was announced. What would you say to other small and medium-sized businesses that have an online presence and why this is important in terms of helping you with your business processes, helping you gain that trust and that transparency with customers?
In the first place, to have this kind of information made available to your consumers, you give them the peace of mind and they will actually have more trust in your brand that you're being very transparent and nothing to hide. You're being very honest with them. So especially when we are going to go on board with our Shopavision and we can engage the consumers face-to-face on live. So you will have more human touch to it and we can be more transparent to them.
Rachel, I want to ask you, in light of everything that's happening with COVID-19 and with, you know, more shoppers going online, and we can see this trend perhaps continuing, how are you changing your approach in terms of what you're rolling out with ShopperVision?
Right. So over the years, we have seen the saturation of e-commerce and social media, of course, giving the merchants an accessible means to do their own promotion and sales. But however, on this point of building brand affinity, having that interpersonal relationship with your customers and being able to do clarification and build your brand, I believe live stream commerce might be the way to go, because using live streaming, merchants can actually do a face-to-face with the consumers, right? And they can demonstrate and talk about the product. And as a customer, I have my doubts, or I have queries about the price, the process of delivery, I can just ask right there and then and get my answers. That makes the purchase decision more informed.
So a Salavision online, is that what you're saying?
Exactly.
Well, it's been wonderful talking to you both. Thank you so much for your time. Interesting. I'll have to come on and check out Mushroom Kingdom and ShopperVision when it's ready.
Thank you.
Great.
Rachel.
Thank you. We've been speaking to Rachel Pang, founder of ShopperVision, and Jansen Chan, who's the CEO of Mushroom Kingdom.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.